The Utah Jazz blow out the Golden State Warriors 127-108 in a game that was not that close at all. The Jazz led by 30 at the half, 40 in the second half, and completely dominated the Golden State Warriors. And the crazy thing about it is there was nothing that strange or that unusual to what the Jazz did tonight. And that's the part that probably should have Jazz fans the most excited. A 14-0 run to start, a 30-point lead at the half, a 40-point lead in the second half, and the defense was unbelievable as the Jazz blow out the Golden State Warriors. We're talking about it on Postcast. Hi, I'm David Locke. This is Postcast. After every Jazz game, we bring it to you. We're live on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, and Periscope. Locked On Live on Twitch, Facebook, and on YouTube. Locked On Sports on Periscope. Thanks very much for jumping in, and we'll take your questions and chat. The Warriors, let's make sure we understand something. The Warriors weren't very good tonight. But the Warriors came in having won 4 of 5 when they had Draymond, 4 of 6 overall. They had won 5 of 8 with Draymond. They had really been playing well, and they'd been defending very well. And tonight, the Jazz just blasted them right out of the chute. They got stops. They got out and ran. The Jazz have committed to running so far and continue to run. And they got a 14-0 lead, a 24-12 start. And then the shooting just kind of calmed down. But at halftime, if you look at the halftime box tonight, the Jazz had scored 77 points, and there was nothing unusual to it. They were shooting 52%. Okay, that's a little high. Maybe they should be at 46 or 47%. So you take 3 shots out. They were 43% from 3. They're 40.8% for the season. Fine, take one out. Take one of those 3. Take 7 points out. They hadn't turned it over much. They were only 9 of 12 from the free throw line. That's a 70-point half without anything particularly unusual happening. It's what happens when you can get 28 of your 54 shots as threes and you shoot 40% from 3. Here's a note for you. Maybe Thurl Bailey will hear this. Thurl's over here. This is kind of for Thurl. There have been 5 teams in the history of the NBA who've ever taken 40% of their shots as threes. 5. 4 of them were Rockets. Those 5 teams' offensive ranking by the end of the season: 7th, 1st, 1st, 2nd, and 2nd. None of those teams shot better than 37% from 3. No team in the history of the NBA has ever done what the Jazz are doing right now, which is to take over 40% of your shots as threes and be making them at the rate that they're making them. I don't know how long that lasts, but I will tell you this. It's lasted for 16 games, and they're 12-4. And the frankly, what the Jazz looked like tonight was the Warriors. The Jazz played tonight's game and looked like the Warriors. So right now, that's what we're looking at. The Jazz are getting their threes off, making them at a rate that has never been done. Now, the other part of this is of those 5 teams, only one of them ever had an above-average defense, and that's the Rockets team that won 65 games. This is the script now. The Jazz defense tonight, brilliant. Spurred the offense on. Absolutely brilliant in what he did. Defensive rating at halftime was an 85. Defensive rating at the end of 3 quarters was a 93. And they slowed down. Steph, this team doesn't really have enough offense after Steph. Here's the question that I am going to start asking opposing coaches, because I think it's really interesting. When you're building your defensive game plan to stop the Jazz, where do you start? New Orleans stopped by trying to take Rudy away at the rim, and that allowed everything else. What is it you have to stop first? We'll see what people say. All right, let's get to your questions. Connor, Warriors bad or they just run into a Jazz buzzsaw? I think they ran into a little bit of a Jazz buzzsaw right now. They had some playing problems. They got in late last night. They have played, I think, 3 games in 4 nights. So there's a few things like that that could be having an impact on them. They got hit early, but they quit. You know, and also Steph and Draymond are not used to being down like this. I wasn't expecting the 8-point win, but I'll take it, says Paul. Bogey needed to try harder. He's smiling. Bogey almost had a triple-double tonight. Bogey had 6 3-point assists tonight. Assists for three-pointers tonight. Great game. What's the biggest difference for Mike Conley this season? You know what the biggest difference for Mike Conley this season is? He's matching minutes with Rudy Gobert. And he and Rudy have figured out how to play together. But he is playing virtually all of his minutes now with Rudy Gobert. Occasionally he'll check in before Rudy on that second stint, but pretty much they're mirroring each other at this point. So that is the biggest difference, is he's playing with Rudy. And Rudy's great. How long can this streak last realistically? What streak is that? The win streak? I think it'd be really hard to beat Dallas twice in a row, so I'm assuming it'll end before this homestand. And then you go to Denver, so you would think, you know, Dallas, Dallas, Denver, somewhere in there you're going to lose a game. The three-point shooting is the one that's interesting to me. How we average, we hit 20 of 50 tonight. We're shooting and making 40% of our threes on the season. What's the real number there? You know, Royce O'Neal, for example, has been a great three-point shooter till his legs have gotten tired in the second half both the last few years, and then he falls off. Like, what's the real number on our three-point shooting? As we fatigue and we get tired, and is it 37? Is it 38? Is it 35? We're going to have a bunch of dreadful nights here. That's the number that I want to see. But nobody in the history of the game has ever taken 40% of their shots as threes and made more than 37%. The only team that ever did that was last year's Dallas Mavericks. They were the greatest offense in the history of the NBA. They made it look easy. Yes, they really did. And that's when you're good. And they believe they're good at this point. That might be as important as anything else. The shot chart has to be really good tonight. Seems like threes are paint. Let's check it out. Let's go to cleaning the glass and see. I don't have blowout time. George Niang took a ton of shots. Oh, my gosh. The Jazz took one long two all night. That's it. They took 24 short mid-range shots, and they made 50% of them. The Jazz took one long two all night. We only got 19 shots at the rim. Oh, my gosh, that's crazy. Tweet that. Holy smokes. Will Rudy ever get national respect? No, probably not. Hey, Locked On Lions host Matt Derry. Loved your Donovan podcast from yesterday, brother. Matt Derry is an original Potter. He's had the Lions podcast the whole time. Great dude. Hey, do you think you can shout out official Jazz fan on so I can give you a bunch of free adverts? People pay like hundreds of dollars to be on the podcast. Come on now. Can't wait to play the Lakers and Clippers again to get a taste of the Western Conference Finals. David James had a really interesting comment. This is getting ahead of ourselves, but I thought this was interesting. David James pointed out that if for some reason the Jazz can get the number one seed, you only have to play the Lakers or the Clippers. It's a pretty big deal. The one seed means you're only playing the Lakers or the Clippers, not both. Now, we might end up being, if we keep doing this and we turn out to be that good, we're very different than they are. You know, we might be equally as much. You just don't want to play us. But right now, we're pretty good. What's going on? I heard Jay Crowder just hit a three. And they ended the first overtime. Denver and Phoenix both at 106. Didn't they play overtime the other night, too? Pretty interesting. Back-to-back nights playing games, going overtime. Chris Paul, 1 of 6 from 3. Let's watch him, by the way. Let's watch Chris Paul for the next 2 weeks after back-to-back overtime games on back-to-backs where he doesn't sit out. Keep an eye on that. That to me would be one to watch. Mike Conley's confidence and good play is key, says Roger. On Twitch, Maury Ball with good shooters, I believe it. Lock one seed or I'm drinking too much Kool-Aid. It's interesting. No one's played this with this good of shooters. No one has ever shot this rate of threes with this good of shooters. Let's see what happens. I don't know. When will we hear Quinn for Coach of the Year? Soon. He already is. You know, he already is the talked about as top five coach in the league. Jazz had so many open threes. Why would the Warriors not scout for that? I think they did, and it's going to be interesting to go back how many of them were in transition, how many of them were half-court sets. The ball movement was beautiful. You know, some of these are the Donovan, like, took two tonight that were more contested than he's ever taken them, and were just willing to take them. All right, that wraps us up. Great show. Super fun. We were good. Let's see what happens. Jazz win it. We're back on Tuesday, 2 days off. Have a good one. See you.